There was a guy in the Old Testament, one of David's mighty men, called Shammah. He's only mentioned in a one-liner, really. But the thing about this man was that he had this field of lentils. He planted them, he watered them, and he was going to eat them. And they're all fighting the Philistines, and he stands there and he fights these people off to protect that which is his. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, give I you." Peace is something you may have discovered you have to fight for. It's my peace and I'm having it. Peace doesn't come to you, doesn't dollop onto the top of your head automatically. He has given it to you, but this is one of the areas where you will have to fight. The enemy will contest your peace every step of the way. But you need to stand and say, "It's my peace, I'm having it." I find that many Christians hate the idea that we're caught up in a cosmic battle, but the fact that they hate it doesn't change the actual fact of the matter is that we are caught up in a cosmic battle. Satan is going to contest things that God gives you. And if he's given you his peace, Satan surely is going to try and rattle your cage to take that peace away from you. So how are you doing today in your war? How are you doing standing and saying, "It's my peace, I'm having it, get your hands off it"? If you haven't entered into the arena of warfare yet, isn't it time you did? Stop laying down underneath everything that comes against you, bemoaning your fate, having a pity party, whatever it is you do, pulling the duvet over your head, going into depression. Soldiers of the King, arise and put your armour on. God bless you, my darlings, as you think about this.